at that time, you had the Clondalkin paper mills below. I mean, was that a place that, as a young lad, that you felt that someday I might get a job in there? Did that ever occur to you?
Yeah, it did occur to me. Because when I came back, I was out building, I'd done building all in between. I built them in 1952. And then I think I joined the DAA club Towers there. I was on the committee. Tommy had that for history. But I was with Lachnan, the builder, Lordle Park, 1953. And a friend of mine came up to me and met me in the building site and said, it was Harry O'Brien. And Harry says, John, you're doing a report in the morning. This was on the 1st of January or something like that. Yeah, 1950. It was around January, winter time. Building wasn't my theory at that time. Was. And I reported next morning, hired. And that's it. I was in it until 1980, 29 years service.
What were you doing?
The conveyancer, like a forklift truck, or what we like to call the conveyancer driver, but they were fantastic.
But there were no forklifts in 1953?
No, there were clampers. There was a forklift, yes, there was. Should be anyway, we brought in the China clay.
Huh? Don't know.
Yeah.
Should we brought in the...
No, I'd say there was.
Yeah, there was forklifts, so we brought in China clay and all the chemicals and that. And they were on pallets out of the yard. Mm. And we'd have to lift them on ourselves and bring it in your forklift. Leave it there. Then when it's empty, out with this and bring another. And that was all waste paper and everything. And waste paper came on pallets as well. And the pulp was, it was a clamper, lad. You know, we just lift the up as high as you can, you know.
Yeah.
And no, I liked it. It was a good job.
And the people that worked with you, who were you? Who was your boss there when you went in first?
Well, look, they used to call him Deutsch Delaney, but Michael, Michael Delaney. Harry O'Brien was my boss as well. And they controlled the yard. And then we had the fellow workers, Joe Kelly, Paddy Cook, Vinnie McGuire, Billy McGuire. You know, Vinnie wasn't there, but Billy. They were great hall, great round towers, man,
Billy.
Everything.
And it's Billy.
Billy, yeah. I believe he's dead, God rest him, too. Wow. Yeah.
Describe the workplace, the yard and the...
Oh, it was fantastic. It was a great joker around in the yard, you know. We the pub used to be called Huddling Beach, Huddling Bear, all the name of the pubs, they go coming in. And there was a Christy Hickey. He was a great kind of... God rest his soul, but he was a great comedian in his way and witty.
Yeah.
And if someone might say, who's he there? Who said that? Yeah. And yours like, he used to say to me, he was kind of a ganger, you know, he was in charge too in his own way.
Yeah.
And you might be on top, we used to stack in the yard that time, there wasn't there. You're quite correct, Tommy. There was no clappers that time.
Yeah.
And I went, because we handled all the pulp and stacked it. You're right. Now that the way we turned the pulp, going up all along the steps. That's right, you were right, Dan. And then when we had to knock them down, we had to get a crowbar and leave for them. Someone would say, don't go there. Or Nobby would throw a bail on you. I would, you know.
He's Nobby.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That was your nickname.
Yeah,
Nobby,
well, the army. He was an army nickname. Yeah, yeah.
But it must have been all hands on. I mean, you must have been really strong men to lift that stuff.
Nothing nice about it at all. Gee, and we had all really strong. You had a and you can't misjudge anything because they could hurt the fellow walker with you. You know, you all must be together walking now. Okay. It's like a rotation, you know.
But the skill of doing that, can you describe it to me again, how you used to get
There was a skill in it. I wouldn't do it. There was a man called Paddy Anderson. And that chap of Luke, and I can't think of him now. Heavy. But they had a way of getting in under the pub, levered out. Are you right? Get away. a put plug come down the exact, exact spot he wanted it. It's like falling a tree.
Yeah.
It was on it, but he had that power and knowing how to leave the bar. Yeah. That was it. That was the skill, like, for them. But you have to be very careful. You wouldn't want to be near it, you know, like.
Of course. So all of this was before the whole mechanism of forklifting came in, before you actually...
Jenny, we had the trucks. Mm. There was Davy Coates, myself even, Johnny Trimble, Fanny Gilson, all beat old hands, you know.
Yeah.
You know what, they were great characters. And everything to timed.
Yeah.
I think we have enough. I think we get another two or three in. That's the way it was done, you know, make sure that the feeding was there for overnight for the pupils or the breakers and that. And you have to, because they won't go out for it.
Mm-hmm.
The men that's on the beaten law from that.
Yeah.
You have to bring that in. Have it in by 6 o'clock that evening, and that's it.
The handling of that pulp, I mean, was that a dirty job?
And the pulp's all right.
Is it?
There was China clay, like a bag of China clay, that can be nasty. And the thing that was condemned, even before we put our hand to it, was asbestos. And Miss Cusick used to say she was a lady that, like...
Chemist.
Pardon?
She was a chemist.
Yeah. John, make sure you have gloves when you're working that, you know. But she did. We worked with our hands. We had no time with maybe gloves and that. And we worked with our hands.
Yeah.
And we ate our food. But thank God nothing really happened. But it was dangerous, all right.
Yeah.
But we didn't pay much attention discipline-wise, you know, like...
It just seemed to be a very interesting place to be working. You formed a club. You were part of a few clubs, I'd say.
They were a great team, very sociable.
Teamwork was involved because you'd be speaking to the people who made the formula for the paper that was to be made next week. And John and the lads in the yard had to ensure that the pulp was in place, that the proper chemicals were in place to ensure that formula, they called it a furnish,
yes,
for each different types of paper.
That's right.
And Don Dardis and Aidan Dardis, that office compiled the furnish for each type of paper.
Yeah, well, we got the list, what to have ready, and you must make sure that's there, because as you said, Aidan Dardis, that's there, John. I might look at it at 4 o'clock in the day, and then I go out the yard, we want this, the next shift coming in. And I might change then at 12 o'clock the next shift, and they would be on beach, leech or beach, whatever it would be,
different paper
making. Yeah, different former. It was paper making, you know.
Where was the pulp coming from?
Oh, the pulp came from Finland, wasn't it? Finland. All over, yeah.
Yeah, but was there any local suppliers? And who was actually...
The local suppliers, far as I can recollect, it was rag making, the rag boilers. No, they made a pulp from that as well. And there was something else, I don't know what... I can't think of...
Yeah.
But they had women working on these boilers, the rags, and that formed pulp. But they cut the buttons all out, you know.
Yeah.
And that went through. That was in the top left where Paddy Dolan was. But I have very faint recollection of that.
Yeah.
I was a gone boy.
The club, we were talking about club. Well, there was a band.
That formerly is from there, because there's one of the characters there. Paddy Dolan, and I think the Gallaghers, and some of them. Like there have been.
What was the name of the band?
St. Joseph Pipe Band, Clondalkin.
And was that
one of the old? It was 1939. There,
39 Morris. That
yeah. Was Tommy Tankard and all them.
They won the World Championships in 1990.
Right.
That's
unfortunately,
right.
They have disbanded because of lack of numbers. It's like a football team; you need 15, and in a pipe band, you need so many drummers. And so many pipers, and they just hadn't got the sufficient to stay at Division 1, that they'd won Division 2 in 1990. Yeah. This was again all the bands, and this was in Scotland, they won this. Uh-huh. So what happened was, 8 or 9 of them, I believe, are now with the Larence O'Toole band in Dublin, and our band collapsed.
Yeah.
Soon after winning the World Championships, which was a shame.
Well, that's interesting.
Yes.
John, were you in this band?
No, we wasn't. No, no. That, yeah. The only part I took was with Towers GA and that, you know.
Yeah.
With Tommy and that.
Was that band connected to the Mills?
Well, they someone have worked in the Mills. That's not, no, I don't. That was stuck in them anyway. But that man there is one of the old Paddy. He was next door neighbour, actually. Yeah. He was very, very.
Two of the founder members died about 2 months ago, within the 1 week.
Ah.
There was Joe McCreevy.
Right, yeah.
That was the second one.
Joe.